ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
यदा
यदा
मेना
समो
दियो
नरसा
जीवन्ति तत्र
एषा
हि सत्वतः
इला
तते भगं सत्यं
ऋतं
दयां यशो
भवाया
भूतानि
सदा
युगे
युगे।
यदा ह्यदर्मिणा तमो धियो नृपा जीवन्ति तत्र च हि सत्वतः
किलाते
भगं सत्यमृतं दयां यशो भवायरूपाणि तरत् युगे युगे। यदा धर्मेण तमो धियो
नृपा
जीवन्ति तत्र शहि सत्वता
किला
दते भगं सत्यमृतं दयां यशो भवायरूपाणि ददत् युगे युगे।
Yada Kargod Sigurno Adarmena Proti principa Božje volje Samadija Osobe u najnižim materijalnim gunama Neipaha Kraljevi i upravitelji Jivanti žive kao životinje Tatra zatim Ešaha on ki jedin Satpataha transcendental Kila sigurno Date je manifestovano Bagam uzvišena moć Satyam istina Ritam pozitivnost Dayam milost Yashaha predivne delatnosti Bavaya dodržavanje Rupani u raznim oblicima Dadat manifestovan Yuge u različitim vremenima Yuge i dobima Prevod. Kad god postoje kraljevi i upravitelji koji žive kao životinje u nižim gunama materijalnog postojanja, gospodin u svom transcendentalnom obliku manifestuje svoju uzvišenu moć, pozitivnu istinu, iskazuje posebnu milost bernima, vrši zadivljujuće delatnosti i manifestuje različite transcendentalne oblike prema potrebi u različitim vremenima i dobima. Smisao. Kao što je prethodno bilo spomenuto, kosmički stvoreni svet je vlasništvo uzvišenog gospodina. To je osnovna filozofija Išopanišade, sve je vlasništvo uzvišenog bića. Niko ne treba da nasilno prisvaja vlasništvo uzvišenog gospodina. Mora da prihvati samo ono što mu gospodin ljubazno dodeli. Prema tome, zemlja ili bilo koja druga planeta ili univerzum je apsolutno vlasništvo gospodina. Živa bića su sigurno njegovi sastavni delići ili sinovi i tako svaki od njih ima pravo da živi zavisno od milosti gospodina i vrši svoj propisani rad. Prema tome, niko ne može da povredi prava druge osobe ili životinje, a da mu gospodin nije to odobrio. Kralj ili upravitelj je gospodinov predstavnik koji treba da se brine da upravlja po gospodinovoj volji. Zato mora da bude priznata osoba kao što je Maharadža Judištira ili Parikšit. Takvi kraljevi imaju potpuno odgovornost i znanje od autoriteta o upravljanju svetom. Ali povremeno, zbog uticaja neznanja, tamogune, materijalne prirode, najniže od vezujućih materijalnih sila, kraljevi i upravitelji postaju moćni bez znanja i odgovornosti i takvi budalaci upravitelji žive kao životinje radi svog vlastitog interesa. Rezultat je da čitava atmosfera postane natopljena anarhijom i zlim elementima. Nepotizam, podničivanje, varanje, napadanje i zato glad, epidemija, rat i slična ostala uznemirujuća obeležja postanu istaknuta u ljudskom društvu. A bakte gospodina ili vernici se progone na sve načine. Svi ovi znaci ukazuju na vreme inkarnacije gospodina koji ponovo uspostavlja principe religije i uništava rđave upravitelje. To je potvrđeno i u Bhagavad Giti. Gospodin se onda javlja u svom transcendentalnom obliku bez trunke materijalnih osobina. Silazi samo da bi održao svoj stvoreni svet u normalnom stanju. Normalno stanje je da je gospodin snabdio svaku pojedinu planetu sa svim potrebama za njena živa bića. Mogu sretno da žive i vrše svoja predodređena zanimanja da bi na kraju postigla spasenje sledeći pravila i propise spomenute u objavljenim svetnim pismima. Materijalni svet je stvoren da bi zadovoljio hirove Nitya Bada, večno uslovljenih duša, kao što su nestašni dječaci stavljeni u kolesje gde se igraju. Materijalni svet inače ne bi bio potreban, ali kad postanu opijene moću materijalne nauke da nezakonito eksploatišu prirodna bogatstva bez odobrenja gospodina, i to također jedino radi čunog zadovoljenja, potrebno je da gospodinova inkarnacija dođe i kazni pobunjenike i zaštiti verne. Kada siđe, vrši nadljudska dela samo da dokaže svoje vrhunsko pravo, a materijalisti kao što su Ravana, Hiranyakashipu i Kamsa su dovoljno kažnjeni. Deluje na način koji niko ne može da oponaša. Naprimjer, kada se gospodin pojavio kao Rama, premostio je Indijski okean. Kad se pojavio kao Krišna, od ranog djetinjstva je pokazivao nadljudske delatnosti ubijajući Putanu, Agastoru, Sakatastoru, Kaliju itd., a zatim svog ujaka Kamsu. Kada je bio u Dvaraki, oženio je 16.108 kraljica i sve ih je blagoslovio dovoljnim brojem dece. Zbir njegovih ličnih porodičnih članova je iznosio oko 100.000, popularno poznatih kao Jadu Vamsa. Pa opet je uspeo da ih sve uništi za vreme svog života. Slavan je kao Govardana Dari Hari, jer je u dobu od samo 7 godina podigao brdo poznato kao Govardan. Gospodin je u svoje vreme ubio mnoge nepoželjne kraljeve i videški se borio kao kšatrija. Slavan je kao Asamaurda, onaj kome nema premca. Nikomu nije ravan, niti veći od njega.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Rasa Pudene Gauravani Pracharine Nivesheta Sunyavadi Tashtajare Shatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adhaita Radha Shiva Kavi Gaurava Kavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Sometimes devotees ask, if a text like the one which we have today has also relevance to modern times.
Bhakti ponekad pitaju da li se stih poput ovog koji danas imamo može primeniti u današnje vreme.
Please read again the text so that we can...
Kad god postoje kraljevi i upravitelji koji žive kao životinje u nižim gunama materijalnog postojanja, gospodin u svom transcendentalnom obliku manifestuje svoju uzvišenu moć, pozitivnu istinu, iskazuje posebnu milost vernima, vrši zadivljujuće delatnosti i manifestuje različite transcendentalne oblike prema potrebi u različitim vremenima i dobima.
Today we have kings and administrators who certainly live like animals.
Danas imamo kraljeve i ostale upravitelje država koji svakako žive poput životinja.
This is a fact. How does Krishna show mercy in this time?
Kako Krishna pokazuje milost danas?
Srila Prabhupada has once said that Krishna has incarnated himself in the Hare Krishna movement.
Srila Prabhupada jenom rekao da se Krishna intervenirao u Hare Krishna pokretu.
Krishna is present, in other words, also in this age.
Krishna je drugim rečima prisutan i u ovom domu.
But this time, he doesn't bring his weapons and kill these heads of state or the armies.
Ali ovog puta nije doneo sa sobom oružje i ne otvrta glave upravitelja država i vojstva.
But it says that the demonic mentality is killed.
Ali rečeno je da je demonski mentalitet ubijen.
It may not be, let me say, I feel a few devotees have this experience in their life.
Možemo reći da nekolicina bhakta ima to iskustvo u svom životu.
Before coming to Krishna consciousness, we were something which we don't even want to remember very in great detail.
Pre nego smo došli u svetnost Krishna, bili smo nešto čega ne želimo da se sećamo sa puno detalja.
Yes. Now we live a life which by Krishna's mercy is very very elevated.
Sada Krishna milošću živimo život koji je veoma uzvišen.
This is how Krishna appears in this age.
Na taj način se Krishna pojavljuje u ovom dobu.
Yes. So today I wanted to discuss maybe the last chapter in my little seminar, which is to reject things which are not conducive to the practice of Krishna consciousness.
Danas bih želao da razgovaram o posljednjem delu mog seminara, a to je kako baciti stvari koje nisu pogodne za svjetnost Krishna.
Yeah. First of all, I feel it is very important for us to understand that in order to reach success in any endeavor, you have to do accept what is favorable and reject that which is unfavorable.
Pre svega želim da kažem da bismo postigli uspjeh u bilo kom polju, moramo odbaciti ono što je nepovoljno i prihvatiti ono što je povoljno za to.
Let us look at such an let me say ordinary activity as sport.
Pogledajmo neku običnu aktivnost kao što je na primjer sport.
There you do a lot of things which are favorable, like exercises which exercise the muscles.
Samo radimo puno stvari koje su povoljne, kao što na primjer vežbanje, razvijanje mišića,
eating healthy food,
jedenje zdrave hrane.
At least in theory the sport may not do
that. Bar u teoriji bi trebali tako da radimo.
And there is a rejection of unfavorable things.
Onda je tu i odbacivanje nepovoljnih stvari.
I know that for instance football players follow celibacy two weeks before an important match.
Na primjer znam da fudbaleri sede celibat dvije nedjelje pre nekog važnog meča.
Or some people, some sport, everything is so I mean, it's full of ignorance, but I know some runners, they do not want to smoke because they know that's not good for the lungs.
Naravno, sve se to radi sa puno neznanja, ali znam i neki trkače koji ne žele da puše, jer znaju da to je loše za njihovo pluće.
So, even in an endeavor like sport, it is known you have to adopt favorable principles and reject unfavorable principles.
Znači, čak i prilikom napora, kao što je na primjer sport, poznato je da moramo prihvatiti povoljne principe i odbaciti nepovoljne.
So, it is only logical that for the practice of Krishna consciousness, you also have to adopt principles which are favorable and reject that which is unfavorable.
Tako da je logično i da u nečemu kao što je svjetnost Krishna moramo prihvatiti povoljne principe i odbaciti nepovoljne.
Now, it's very interesting to note, if you keep your goal in life that, before your eyes, then you gladly accept principles which are favorable.
Tako da je važno spomenuti da ako imamo pred sobom uvek na neki cilj u životu, onda ćemo rado prihvatiti te povoljne principe.
But if you lose the goal out of sight, then these principles which are, let me say, unfavorable principles, to give them up is almost impossible.
Ali ako taj cilj nekako izgubimo iz vida, onda je obaziti te nepovoljne principe gotovo nemoguće.
Srila Prabhupada once told us the story of one lord, an aristocratic man, who asked one of his god brothers, can you make me a brahmana?
Srila Prabhupada jednom pričao priču o jednom lordu, aristokrati, koji je pitao jednog od Srila Prabhupadinih bradera, može li ga učiniti brahmanom.
And this question was more than out of a social interest to find out about the caste system of India.
I to je više pitao iz nekih socijalnih razloga, interesa, ili želeo da otkrije više o kastnom sistemu Indije.
He didn't really know why that it's good to be a brahmana.
On nije znao da je zapravo dobro biti brahmana.
So the god brother said, yes, I can make you a brahmana, but you would have to give up the eating of meat, you should not do illicit sex life, and you should not gamble, and no intoxication.
I Srila Prabhupada god brother mu rekao, da, mogu to učiniti brahmanom, ali moraš ostaviti jedenje mesa, nezakoniti seks, kockanje i intoksikaciju.
And because the man was not really convinced of the goal, he said, well, this is impossible. This would mean I would give up my life.
I onda taj čovjek, pošto nije baš bio uveren u to što je želao, rekao, ali to je nemoguće, to znači da moram napustiti svoj život.
So the point is, only if you have a strong understanding of your goal, you will be able to reject what is unfavorable.
Znači, poenta je samo da ako imate snažno ispravno razumevanje svog cilja, možete odbaciti nepovoljne stvari.
Otherwise, if you lose sight of your goal, to give up unfavorable things, you will say, well, I have to give up my jiva, this is cruel.
Inače, ako slučno izvida taj naš cilj, onda rećemo, ali moram da napustim, znači, svoj život, to je okrutno.
I want to say this in the beginning of my lecture, because I will now list up the things which are unfavorable, and if you forget, as you listen, that you want to go back into the eternal kingdom of God, you will cry during this lecture, tears of bitter disappointment.
I za vreme lekcije ćemo jednostavno plakati u očaju ako nismo spremni da izgubimo naš taj cilj iz vida. Sada smo više na kraju.
Never be able to come back to Beograd because I will never get prasadam again here.
Ja nikad neću moći da se vratim ponovo u Beograd jer nikad više neću dobiti prasadam.
So please, while you're listening to the rest of the lecture, remember that you are an eternal soul.
Molim vas, dok sad dalje budete slušali lekciju, zapamtite, vi ste večne duše.
An eternal part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Večni delići svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
Full of bliss and knowledge.
Pune večne blaženstva i znanja.
But you live in a dream.
Ali živite u snu.
There you have forgotten this.
Gde ste zaboravili sve to.
So the first, let us first, when we raise a question to all of you.
Na početku bi postavio jedno pitanje svima vama.
My dear devotees,
moji dragi bhakte,
what do you think you have to give up in your life to become Krishna conscious?
Šta mislite da trebate ostaviti u vašem životu da biste postali svesni Krishna?
You personally,
lično vi,
what is it at the present moment that is really unfavorable?
Šta je to u sadašnjem trenutku što je zaista nepovoljno?
Why are you at this present moment not yet fully Krishna conscious?
Zašto u ovom sadašnjem trenutku niste potpuno svesni Krishna?
What is hampering you?
Šta vas sputava?
I will not ask you for hands because this is a somewhat private question and private things should remain private.
neću dražiti da dižete ruke, jer to je na neki način privatno pitanje i te neke privatne stvari trebaju ostati tako.
Misli. I found 5 points which I have to work on.
Ja sam pronašao 5 stvari na kojima treba da radim.
I won't tell you, it's just very private.
Ali neću vam reći, to je veoma privatno.
So, if you are not accustomed to think during lectures, but mostly here, then please do this exercise when you are away from the lecture.
Ako niste navikli da razmišljate vreme lekcije, nego samo da slušate, onda molim vas, učinite to vežbanje kasnije.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he speaks about his standard of renunciation.
Gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je govorio o svom standardu odvojenosti.
He plays the role of a devotee, and in that role he says that he doesn't want material wealth.
On je igrao ulogu bhakte i kao takav je rekao da ne želi materijalna dobra.
When you want material wealth, you can become greedy.
Kada želite materijalna dobra, onda postavite pokletni.
And he does not want beautiful women.
I također ne želi lepe žene.
Or, if you desire the recognition and appreciation of the opposite sex, your character goes totally down.
Ako postoji ta želja da se prepoznaju lepe žene, vaš karakter ide dole.
Yeah. Not just lepe žene, lepe muškarci also.
Ne samo lepe žene, lepe muškarci također.
70% are ladies, so we have to also. So, then he doesn't want to have a great number of followers.
Također rekao da ne želi ni veliki broj sledbenika.
To have the appreciation of many followers, that's also a material achievement.
Ako želite da vas ceni puno sledbenika, to je također materijalna vezanost.
What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants, then?
Onda gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu želi.
He wants engagement birth after birth in pure devotional service.
On želi da život za životom bude uključen u čistu službu predano poštovanje.
So that's, I suppose, a very high standard.
To je pretpostavljam veoma visok standard.
But at the same time, I feel it's important to remember that this is, so to say, this standard given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that we can be protected on our spiritual path and take away that which is unfavorable for devotional service.
Ali također trebamo se sjećati da je to standard koji je dat od Svevišnjeg Gospodina i da trebamo da se tu smaže stvari koje trebamo odbaciti sa našeg putovanja služenja.
Srila Rupa Gosvami mentions in his book Nectar of Instruction some things which are first to be rejected.
Srila Rupa Gosvami u svojoj knjizi Nektar podučavanja spomenuo je neke stvari koje prvo trebaju biti odbačene.
First thing is to eat more than necessary.
Prvo je jesti više nego što je potrebno.
Or to collect more than what you need.
Ili prikupljati nečega više što nam je potrebno.
The second is to endeavor like anything for worldly things which are very difficult to attain.
Druga stvar je naporno se truditi oko nekih svetovnih stvari koje je jako teško dostići.
That has to be rejected.
To treba biti odbačeno.
Because when you do this, there's no space for spiritual life any longer.
Jer ako tako delujemo, onda više nemamo vremena za naš duhovni život.
You're all the time fighting for something which is difficult to attain.
Sve vreme se borimo i borimo i borimo za nešto što je jako teško dostići.
Better to live a simple life where you have enough time for Krishna.
Bolje živjeti jednostavan život i imati puno vremena za Krishna.
Then the third is to talk unnecessarily about worldly things.
Treće, govoriti nepotrebno o svetovnom starom.
The fourth is to follow rules and regulations, only to follow them and not to make spiritual advancement.
Četvrto je slediti pravila i propise samo da bismo ih sledili, a ne da bismo duhovno napredovali.
Let us give an example.
Hajde da damo jedan primjer.
We all know it's important to get up in the morning for the Mangal Arati.
Svi znamo da je važno ustati rano ujutro na Mangal Arati.
Isn't it? Does everyone accept this, at least in theory?
Da li svako prihvata to, bar teoretski?
Even Sudarshana says that. So we have...
Svaki Sudarshana says that.
So, sometimes when you are preaching, let me say, that means you get early into bed.
A to znači da trebamo leći rano u krevet.
You have to go to bed between 9 and 10 o'clock if you want to follow this instruction.
Moramo leći u krevet između 9 i 10 ako želimo da sledimo tu instrukciju.
Now imagine we would have a preaching program.
Zamislimo, imamo preaching program.
And there are people who are very interested in Krishna consciousness.
I tu su ljudi koji su jako zainteresovani za svjesnost Krišna.
And we look at our wristwatch, it is 9 o'clock.
I mi gledamo u naš ručni sat i kažemo, 9 sati.
Now we have to go to there.
Sad moramo da idemo da se odmorimo.
Goodbye.
Dođe ja.
And yesterday in Valjevo, if we would have kept this principle, we would have to close the curtain 1 minute after we opened it.
I juče u Valjevu, ako da smo želeli da sledimo taj princip, da spustili bismo zavesu 1 minut nakon što smo podigli.
It's more important to preach than to follow the rules and regulations only for the sake of following them.
Mnogo je važnije propovedati nego slediti pravila i principe samo da bismo ih sledili.
Now, tomorrow the morning program comes.
Sutra dolazi jutarnji program.
Now imagine that Nityananda group would say tomorrow we would not come to the Mangal Arati.
I zamislimo da Nityananda grupa kaže sutra nećemo doći na Mangal Arati.
Why?
Zašto?
Because yesterday in Valjevo yesterday the night after Valjevo we did not go to Mangal Arati.
Zašto? Zato što juče, dan nakon programa u Valjevu, nismo išli na Mangalara.
We are preachers.
Mi smo propovednici.
This would fall into the category of to not follow the rules and regulations in the scriptures and independent and whimsical action.
To spada u kategoriju nesleđenja pravila i propisa koji su dati u pisima i svoje voljno delovanje.
In other words, at one time it is all right because there is a higher principle, and at another time when there is not the higher principle, it is not all right.
Drugim rečima, nekad je u redu kada postoje neki viši principi, ali ponekad i nije u redu.
I'm speaking now on principle.
Govorim sada o principu.
I'm not speaking that maybe he is not will not be there tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. This is not the point.
Ne govorim sada da neko neće biti tu sutra ili prekosutra. To nije point.
I want to make it a little bit more clear.
Želim samo da to učinim malo jasnije.
This we were discussing in the car when we came from Valjevo the day before yesterday.
To smo diskutovali kad smo dolazili iz Valjeva prekoče.
Once there was a doctor.
Jednom je bio jedan doktor.
Who cured a camel by banging with a stick on its swollen throat.
I on je lečio kamilu tako što je udarao štapom po grlu.
His disciple saw this and decided, okay, I will become a good doctor and I will treat swollen people, swollen parts of the body.
Njegov učenik je to video i rekao je, o, ja ću biti dobar doktor i letit ću ljude koji imaju otekline po telu.
Yeah. And this is very important. Did you say it and correctly when you spoke about the camel?
What?
No, it is very important to correct this. It is a swollen throat.
Oteklo grlo, znači ta kamela imala oteklo grlo.
Yes. He was that. It was going like deep. So the disciples, whenever someone had a swelling, he went like bang, 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 and the patient screamed, ah! And sometimes people died.
Onda je učenik, kad bi kod vidio nekog čovjeka tako s opetinama, bilo gdje po telu, uzeo je štap i prebio bi ga. I ponekad bi čovjek čak i umro stalo.
So after maybe a few months, the disciple was going back to his doctor, to the doctor from whom he learned, and said, I don't understand. You were curing, and I'm killing with the same method.
I posle nekoliko mjeseci taj učenik je otišao do onog doktora, koga je to video, i rekao mu je, ja ne razumem, ti lečiš, a ja ubijam s istim metodom.
The doctor said, you are budalas!
Doktor je rekao, ti si budala.
The camel which I cured had just swollen, was it tuko or tuko?
Watermelon.
Yes. Watermelon, yes. What does it mean?
Kamela koju sam ja lečio samo je progutala jednu dinu.
And I had to break that.
I morao sam da slomim tu
dinu. Swallow it down.
Tako da može da je lako proguta.
That's why I had to use a stick.
Zato sam morao da upotrebim štap.
But you are just blindly imitating.
Ali ti samo slepo imitiraš.
Without thinking.
Bez ikakvog razmišljanja.
You are not qualified to be a doctor.
Ti nisi kvalifikovan da budeš doktor.
You are a murderer.
Ti si ubica.
This is what happens if we do not understand the principles.
To se dešava ako ne razumemo principe.
We have to think in other words.
Drugim rečima, moramo da mislimo.
Yeah. You can, when there is a higher principle, lower principles are not so important.
Kada postoje viši principi, onda niži principi nisu tako važni.
Like going early to bed, when there's preaching, then you don't go early to bed.
Kao na primjer, ustajanje rano ujutru, ako postoji propovedanje, onda možemo nastaviti.
No duden! When there is no preaching,
međutim, ako ne postoji nikakvo propovedanje,
you have to go early to bed to rise early.
Morate ići rano u krevet da biste ustali rano.
At least you have to rise early.
Ili bar morate ustati rano.
Even if you don't go early to bed.
Pa ako ne legnete rano.
It's important if you want to reach Krishna consciousness.
To je važno ako želite dostići svjesnost Krishna.
The fifth thing which has to be rejected is the people gather with worldly people who have no interest in Krishna consciousness.
Peta stvar koju se treba odbaciti je biti sa svetovnim ljudima koje ne zanima svetovnost.
And the sixth principle is to be greedy for worldly achievements.
I šeste je biti poklepan za svetovnim dostignućima.
Yeah. Now, something else which has to be rejected are places which are not favorable for the development of Krishna consciousness.
Još nešto što se treba odbaciti su mjesta koja nisu povoljna za razvijanje svjesnosti Krishna.
The Srimad Bhagavatam says places where there is no talk about the Lord.
Srimad Bhagavatam kaže to su mjesta na kojima se ne govori o gospodinu.
Where there are no devotees.
Gdje nema bhakta.
Where there is no Sankirtan Yagya.
Gdje se ne vrši Sankirtan Yagya.
They must be rejected.
Takva mjesta se moraju odbaciti.
Now again, this doesn't mean that we all leave Belgrade now.
To ne znači da sad svi treba da napustimo Belgrade.
I mean, here we have a temple, let us say, that we never go to Novi Sad.
Dobro, ovdje imamo hram, ali recimo da nikad ne odemo u Novi Sad.
Because there are no Sankirtan festivals. Oh yes, there are Sankirtan festivals. Male. Very small.
I
think you understand my point. When we go for preaching, we have to go there.
Mislim da shvatate moj point. Kada treba da propovedamo, onda idemo na neko mesto.
But not for other things.
Ali ne zbog nekih drugih stvari.
It's very interesting that the Bhagavatam even speaks this about rejecting one's guru.
Interesantno je da Bhagavatam čak spominje i odbacivanje sopstvenog gurua.
It is described and also one's parents. Oh, this we cannot say loud here. And okay. Preaching according to time, place, and circumstances. Yeah. That's all right. Otherwise, we'll be in trouble. Here is said, one who cannot, this was Rishabha, who cannot bring his subordinate away from the path of repeated birth and death.
Gospodin Rishabha je rekao da onaj koji ne može svoje počinjene odvesti sa puta rađenja i umiranja,
he should not become a spiritual master,
ne treba postati duhovni učitelj,
a father,
otac,
a muž, a majka, or a worship of the demigod.
Ili obožavanoj polubo.
We find that when Bali Maharaj's spiritual master Shukracharya told him to do something which was opposite to devotional service, Bali Maharaj rejected him.
Vidimo da kad je duhovni učitelj Bali Maharaj Shukracharya jednom rekao da uradi nešto što je suprotno principom predanog služenja, Bali Maharaj to odbio.
I'm not saying this because I think that in our movement we have unqualified spiritual masters.
Ne kažem to zato što mislim da u našem pokretu imamo nekvalifikovane duhovne učitelje.
I'm saying this to show you how important this principle of rejecting unfavorable circumstances is.
Već to kažem da istaknem kako je važno prihvatiti taj princip odbacivanja nepovoljnih stvari.
In the Vedic culture it is unheard of really to reject one's spiritual master.
U vedsko vreme to uopšte nije postojalo, niti se čuo da neko odbaci duhovnog učitelja.
It is really described that a disciple who does not follow his spiritual master, I mean, he does not, he is not worth the word disciple.
Rečeno je da učenik koji ne sledi instrukcije svog duhovnog učitelja uopšte nije ni vredan te da se nazove učenik.
Prabhupada once made this very clear when he shocked all of us. He said, someone who is not getting up for the morning program is not my disciple.
He said like this.
Imagine how shocked we were.
Zamislite kako smo bili šokirani.
I must say, I had a whole different understanding of the disciple guru relationship after this.
Moram reći da sam posle toga imao potpuno drugo shvatanje odnosa učenika i guru.
Because see, the real principle is we have to follow our guru.
Vidite, stvarni princip je da mi moramo slediti našu guru.
At least we have to try.
Bar moramo pomoći.
But even such an authority figure, if he does not help us to get to Krishna, in theory, if that would be seen, then he would have to be rejected.
Ali čak i ako nas tako autoritativna osoba figura ne može odvesti Krišni, onda moramo odbaciti.
I think if you think about this subject, you will understand why I said you always have to have the goal in mind, only then you understand why you should reject unfavorable principles.
Zato mislim da shvatate zašto sam rekao da morate uvijek imati cilj pred sobom, jer samo tako možete odbaciti nepovoljne stvari.
Otherwise it doesn't make any sense.
Inače nema nikakvog smisla.
So I have many more points, but I just feel that it will be, I will only mention one more point which must be rejected.
Ima još puno pointi koje bi mogao da spomenem, ali osjećam da don't be troubled a thousand years yet.
I personally think that this is the most important factor which we have to think of in our temple life.
I lično mislim da je to najvažniji faktor koji treba da mislimo u našem temple hramskom životu.
See, it's very easy to follow the path of bhakti yoga.
Vidite, veoma je jako slediti put bhakti yoga.
Chanting,
mantrati,
reading,
čitati,
eating prasadam,
časti prasadam,
and do whatever service is according to your nature that you can do for Krishna.
Obavljati sve službe koje su u skladu sa vašom prirodom i koje možete vršiti za Krishna.
Isn't that easy?
Da nije to lako?
Sudarshan. What is not easy?
Ono što nije lako.
What makes our life in the temple sometimes extremely difficult?
Ono što čini naš život u hramu izuzetno teškim ponekad.
To avoid offenses.
Je izbjegavati uvrede.
Offenses just come to us like our second nature.
Uvrede jednostavno dolaze za nas kao naša druga priroda.
We are Kali Yuga people. Before we were.
Jer mi smo bili ljudi Kali Yuge pre.
Offenses against devotees.
Uvrede prema baktama.
Offenses against the holy name.
Uvrede svetom imenu.
It happens every morning.
Dešava svako jutro.
We are inattentive while chanting.
Kad smo nepažljivi dok mantram.
Anyway, it's just sad. It's sad. I don't want to make you cry on this last day of my stay in Bengal. It's a sad story. So it's easy to follow the process of devotional service. It's not so easy to not commit offenses.
To je tužna priča. Ja ne želim da se raspašem sad na moje zadnje lekcije kada sam iz Beograda.
Yes.
I lako je slediti, baviti jogom, ali je teško ne činiti uvrede.
Baviti chant the holy name without offenses.
Ali ako mantramo sveta ime bez uvreda,
we have associations with each other without offenses.
Ako se družimo međusobno bez uvreda.
Our life is a nectar story.
Naš život je nectar.
Every dance, so every step is a dance.
Svaki korak je ples.
We will feel so happy.
Bit ćemo tako srećni.
That's why we sometimes see that young devotees seem to be sometimes happier than older devotees. Have you seen?
Zato ponekad vidimo da su mladi bhakte srećni nego ovi stari. Jer niste to videli?
Our Dejan, for instance, always smiling.
Naš Dejan, na primjer, uvijek se smeši.
Samba. You must be feeling some pleasure, huh?
Moraš da osjećaš neko zadovoljstvo.
Our young devotees have so many questions.
Mladi bhakti imaju tako puno pitanja.
They come to the lectures even if they had to rise to go to bed at 3 o'clock.
I oni dolaze na lekciju čak i ako legnu u 3 ujutro.
But we old guys.
Ali mi stari momci.
We have to sometimes fight for our okras.
Moramo ponekad da se borimo za naš okras.
Not easy to avoid offense.
Nije lako izbjegavati uvrede.
See, when you are young, you can practically do anything and everything.
Kad si mlad, onda možeš praktično da radiš sve.
Because Krishna is very milosti.
Jer je Krishna sad veoma milosti.
Like I said, even a young friend of Krishna, he might still smoke, but he's full of bliss chanting Hare Krishna.
Jer kao što sam rekao, neki mladi prijatelj Krishna bhakta može čak i da puši, ali je jednostavno pun blaženstva.
He comes to you, do you know Maharaj, I only smoked one packet per day. I make advancement.
I on dođe.
Wonderful, it works with me.
I on dođe i kaže, da li znaš Maharaj, sad pušim samo jedan paket cigara dnevno, napredujem ono to, deluje na mene.
I don't recognize myself any longer.
Ne mogu više da se prepoznam.
Something is happening in my sritter.
Ne se dešava u mom.
Now imagine Giridhari what comes with these news. I smoke only one packet of cigarettes, Sachinanda Swami.
Zamislite sada da Giridhari dođe sa tim novcima i kaže, ja pušim samo jedan paket, nema Sachinanda Swami.
I mean, it's really true. I know that you never come like this, even this news, you know. I just wanted to make the point clear, when we are older in Krishna consciousness, we have to be more careful.
Samo želim da pojasnim pointu da kada smo stari u svetosti Krišne moramo biti obazrivi.
You forgive me.
Oprostaš mi.
Yes. There is a story in this connection. Radio Surya sacrifice, the bell, it was expected that a bell would ring. Ling, 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 ling.
Na kraju velike Rajasuja žrtve očekivalo se da zvono zatvone.
Without this bell would ring without a human hand.
To zvono je trebalo da zvoni bez ljudske, da ga neki čovjek potrebno.
That would indicate the successful completion of the yagya.
I to bi označilo da je žrtvovanje sa uspjehom izvršeno.
So everyone, you know, after this long yagya, is going like this and expect, when do we hear the bell ringing? But it didn't ring.
I svi su nakon tog dugog žrtvovanja sa iščekivali kad će da zvono zazvoni, ali ono nije zazvonilo.
So, Yudhishthira went to Krishna.
I onda Yudhishthira otišao do Krishna.
He said, my dragi Lord, my dear Lord, why doesn't the bell ring? What did we do wrong?
I pitao ga, dragi moj gospodine, zašto zvono nije zazvonilo? Šta, gde smo pogrešili?
And Krishna kaže, well, you have not respect fully worshipped a devotee, then only a yakya can be successful.
I on je rekao, niste dovoljno pažnje posvetili obožavanju bhakta, to yagya, samo tada će yagya biti uspešna.
So really?
Još rekao, zaista?
Bhima said, I know a nice devotee, and he got a nice devotee.
I Bhima je onda rekao, ja znam jednom finom bhaktu i otišao po njega.
So all the Pandavas were together.
To su bili svi Pandave su zajedno otišli.
Trying to really worship this devotee so that the yagya would be completed.
I pokušali su da svi zaista obožavaju tog bhaktu sa željom da žrtvovanje zaista bude uspešno.
Yudhishthira received him.
Yudhishthira ga dočekao.
They set him down. Gave him a garland.
Dao mu je venac.
And Draupadi cooked. She was a very good cook.
A Draupadi kuvala i ona je bila veoma dobra kuvara.
So then the Vaishnava got the plate and he took all the thalis and just made tum, 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 mixed it and started to eat.
I onda je taj Vaishnava uzeo plate i sve preparacije pomešao na jednu gomilu i počeo da čati.
That was his style.
To je bio njegov stil.
So after he had eaten and said goodbye, everyone again, you know, listened. If the bell would ring.
Nakon što je on pojeo sve i rekao, pozdravio se sa njima, svi su ponovo čekali da li će zvono da zazvoni.
But it didn't ring.
Ali ono nije zazvonilo.
What have we done wrong? Said the Pandavas to Krishna.
Smo sad pogrešili, rekli su Pandavi.
Oh, said Krishna, one of you must have committed an offense against the
Krishna je rekao, mora da je neko od vas napravio neku uvredu prema tom Vaishnava.
No, I can't imagine. We invited him. I mean, why should we do an offense? Said Yudhishthira.
Yudhishthira je rekao, to mi je neshvatljivo. Mi smo ga sami pozvali. Zašto bi napravio neku uvredu protiv njega?
Only Draupadi said nothing.
Samo Draupadi nije ništa rekla.
Then she said, but what can I do? She said.
I ona konačno rekla, ali šta da mogu da radim?
I cook the whole day.
Kuvam čitav dan.
Everything was perfectly prepared.
Sve je bilo savršeno pripremljeno.
And then he took it, chum 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 chum, mixed it and ate it.
I onda je uzeo sve posude, pomešao i počeo da jede.
Ah, said the Pandava. Draupadi thought he's uncivilized. He's uncultured. Draupadi thought this. Misli, yes, yes.
Aha, da, onda su shvatili da je, da je da, na koji način Draupadi mislila, ona je mislila da je to nekulturno bilo što ono.
So they, Bhima immediately ran it. Okay, we are very sorry, but you must eat again.
I onda Bhima potekao za tim baktom i rekao, nama jako žao, ali moraš ponovno da častiš.
The baktama said, why? I just finished the meal. I never ate so much, you know.
On je pitao, pa zašto? Upravo sam završio obrok. Nikad do sad nisam toliko jeo.
I cannot even eat one fruit any longer, one small cherry.
Ne mogu više ni jednu voćku da pojedem, ni jednu trešnju malo.
Oh, molim, molim, said Bhima.
Bhima rekao, molim te, molim te.
Sorry, after one week maybe I can eat again.
Bhakta je rekao, žao mi je, možda tek nakon nedelju dana mogu da jedem.
Yes, I'm puno.
Yes, I'm puno.
Yes. So then Bhima said, okay, I will come back after a few days.
I onda Bhima rekao, dobro, doći će onda nakon par dana.
They set him down again.
Ponovo su ga posadili.
Vaishnava thought, really? Why are they making so much, you know, they are kings? Why me?
Vaishnava se pitao, zašto se oni toliko trude, oni su svi kraljevi, zašto baš ja?
And then he got the food.
I onda je dobio hranu.
Draupadi had cooked.
Draupadi je ponovo kuvala.
But dum, dum, dum. For
everything.
And started to
eat.
And at the end,
na kraju,
ding, 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 the bell rang. Yes. So this shows you a little point. If our life, if we want our lives to be successful,
ako želimo da naši životi budu uspješni,
we have to avoid offenses.
Moramo izbjegavati uvrede.
Not only against Vaishnavas, against all the processes, also the processes of devotional service.
Ne samo prema Vaishnavama, nego u bilo kom pogledu u prilikom voljena službe prema poštovanju.
There is a verse in the Padma Purana that says, everyone who thinks the deity is made of stone.
Postoji stih u Padma Purani koji kaže da svakako misli da je božanstvo sačinjeno od kamena.
Metal or anything. Yeah. Who thinks that the Vaishnava guru is an ordinary mortal person.
I koji misli da je Vaishnava guru obično smrtno biće.
Or he thinks Vaishnava is a member of the different caste.
Ili misli da je Vaishnava pripadnik neke kaste.
Who thinks that the Charanamrita from the Vishnu, Lord Vishnu or Vaishnava is ordinary water.
Ili koji misli da je Charanamrita gospodina Vishnu obična voda.
Who thinks that the holy name and mantra who takes care of removing all sins is an ordinary sound vibration.
Koji misli da je maha mantra koja odnosi sve grešne reakcije samo obična zvučna vibracija.
No, who thinks that Krishna is an ordinary devata.
Mislim da je Krishna neki obični devata.
This person has hellish intelligence.
Ako osoba ima paklenu inteligenciju.
Paklenu inteligenciju. Hare Krishna. So alright, this was my last part.
Ovo je bilo moje zadnje predavanje.
I hope you were not too tired to listen to these lectures.
Nadam se da niste bili suviše umorni da slušate ove lekcije.
Because we all went late to bed.
Jer svi smo dolazili kasno uveče.
Like it is customary in preaching or in the temple life of Beograd. Like it is customary.
Kao što je obično u templu u Beogradu propovedanje.
Or preaching.
Ili propovedanje.
Let us now see, do you have any questions?
Da li imate neka pitanja?
See, sometimes we have to talk about worldly things.
Ponekad moramo govoriti o svetanim stvarima.
for instance, about cars.
Na primjer o kolima.
And a big subject was diesel, is diesel and benzene.
Veliko pitanje diesel benzin.
There are other things, you know, taxes.
Druga pitanja kao su takse neke.
Maybe cloth.
Možda odjeća.
You know, where do we get good winter cloth?
Gdje da nabavimo dobru zimsku odjeću?
That is necessary in order to conduct our devotional service.
To je neophodno da bismo mogli da održavamo našu službu predana poštovanja.
But imagine we would now get a car catalog.
Zamislite da sad dobijemo katalog automobila.
And the poor Sudarshan would speak with the poor book about, you know, BMW and Mercedes.
I za siromašni Sudarshan počne da razgovara sa siromašnim Vukom, BMW, Mercedes.
All day. This would be unnecessary talk about worldly things.
To bi bilo nepotrebno razgovaranje o svetovnim stvarima.
But if we talk for the Sankirtan devotees, we need a good car which is within our financial reach. It would be
ali ako diskutujemo o tome da se za Sankirtan Bhakti treba nabaviti neki dobar auto koji je u našim financijskim mogućnostima, to je u redu.
There are also necessary contacts with non-devotees.
Također su neophodni i kontakti sa abaktom.
For instance, your parents may be not devotees.
Naprimjer, vaši roditelji možda nisu bhakti.
Your parents are, but I mean...
Tvoji roditelji jesu.
At least they can become devotees. So you should not reject those parents.
Ne trebamo odbaciti te roditelje.
It's necessary, especially on the Balkan, because it's a social custom that you respect your parents.
To je neophodno, pogotovo na Balkanu je društveni običaj da poštujete svoje roditelje.
Think about them as you know, with gratefulness that they have given you the human form of life.
Mislite o njima sa zahvalnošću jer su vam dali ljudski oblik života.
In this way you can respect also your parents.
Na taj način možete također poštovati svoje roditelje.
A devotee, in other words, should not go against social customs.
Bhakta, drugim rečima, ne treba da ide protiv društvenih običaja.
It's not that when he meets a non-devotee, he says, go to hell.
Nije da kada sretne nekog abaktu treba da kaže idi u pakao.
He should be able to say dobro jutro. Jutro.
Treba da bude u stanju da mu kaže dobro jutro.
Or laku noć, or whatever is relevant to say.
Već šta odgovara, dobro dan.
Yeah. Necessary.
To je nejako.
We live with these people.
Mi živimo sa svim tim ljudima.
Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana. Yes.
Ako neko možda ne može da mantra sa time pažljivo i možda pravi druge uvrede svetom imenu, ali se trudi da ne pravi uvrede paktama i da deluje, da se druži na fin način sa njima, u kojoj on poziciji?
If somebody chant unintentionally or make some other offensive towards holy name, but she is trying to avoid offenses towards devotees, what is his position?
I must think. I thought of Zurich just now. What can you be the piece I write? I was in my mind somewhere else.
If
yes.
Somebody,
yes, no, sorry.
If somebody chants unintentionally,
yes,
and makes maybe some other offenses towards holy name, but he's really trying to avoid offenses towards devotees, what is his position?
Yeah. Well, whenever you try, Krishna is very merciful.
Kad god se trudiš u nečemu, Krishna je jako milostiv.
That's a principle for Krishna.
To je princip za Krishna.
Just try to do as good as you can.
Samo se trudi da činiš što bolje možeš.
And Krishna will give you what you need.
I Krishna će ti dati ono što ti treba.
Try to chant better.
Pokušaj da mantraš bolje.
And if you always try Giridhari, Krishna will give you the ability.
Iako se uvek trudiš, Giridhari, Krishna će ti dati sposobnost.
This is a wonderful character of Krishna.
To je jedna predivna osobina Krishna.
See, a materialist always sees what's the wrong in the other person.
Materialisti uvek vide ono što je pogrešno, loše u čovjeku.
That's really what interests them the most.
To je zaista ono što ih najviše interesuje.
I just wish I would find out the secret, you know, what's wrong with him.
Samo želim da otkrijem šta je loše u njemu, tu tajnu.
But the law wants to see what's good with him.
Ali gospodin želi da vidi šta je dobro u osobi.
And whatever little is good, Krishna makes it into something big.
I kad god ima malo neke dobrote, Krishna to učini velikim.
Yeah. And Krishna sees that you are trying.
Kad Krishna vidi da se trudiš,
Krishna will help.
On pomoći će.
So yes, when you are a devotee, who has, I think that answers the question, yes?
Mislim da to odgovorio na svoje pitanje.
When a devotee tries to avoid offenses against other devotees, but at the same time chants inattentively, he must work on his inattentive chanting.
Kada bhakta izbjegava uvrede prema drugim bhaktama, ali ne pažljivo mantra u isto vrijeme, mora pokušati da popravi svoje mantre.
That's his position.
To je njegov položaj.
He may not yet be 100% situated in Krishna consciousness.
Možda nije još uvijek 100% situirano u svjesnosti Krišne.
But it will be much easier for him.
Ali bit će mnogo lakše za njega.
All right. So I thank you very much. All the best for you. And Hare Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Vandeshu Sachanta Maharaj ki jai.